We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Kachava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Kachava, you're getting 85 plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code FITNESS at Kachava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at KACHAVA.com, code FITNESS.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As we all know, everyone is a terrible driver except you. There's nothing that inflames our judginess more than getting behind a wheel of a car where we can witness not just bad driving, but people being disgusting in full view of other motorists. News Talk's Higher Indicators Just for Show correspondent Henry McKean has been out poking the four-wheeled beast. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. Yeah, I spent time across the city, also in Bluebell, and we're asking what romantic turnoffs have you basically discovered when you get into someone else's car? Also, do you know somebody until you get into their car? And also, when it comes to lads, can you only, I suppose, find a lady if you own a car? Do you have basically a passenger prince or princess in your life? So this is basically someone you drive around the whole time and they have no interest in learning to drive ever.
But some people would like that. Some people
they
think
love
that
it.
Was great because they want the control. They want the power. That's actually, that's better than somebody who's sitting in the passenger seat, you know, wincing and going red.
There is a control thing. There is a control thing, giving people lifts around the place because you give them lifts and this is your job. But at the same time, I think we should all try and learn to drive despite the roads being full of cars. And today, and this is not bad language, I've said it on the radio before, today's a twat day, which is Tuesday, Wednesdays and Thursdays. In other words, the traffic is very bad. Mondays and Fridays are good because
people work from home. Nice.
So today is a twat day, meaning that it's extremely awful for motorists out there. Anyway, we stood outside Right Bite queuing for a chicken roll in Bluebell.
Do you drive?
I used to.
What happened?
I got banned. Disqualified.
Why?
For no insurance. The insurance is too dear in this country.
So how long is the ban?
I got 6 years.
And are the ladies still interested in you even though you can't drive? Or is it all about having the car?
I still drive.
You still drive?
I still drive. Yeah, there's a cop right there. I still drive. Yeah.
There is a car behind us there.
Yeah, I don't care. I still drive. You have to catch it.
Do the ladies want a guy with a nice car? Do they want a clean car? Is it a deal breaker, the quality of the driving?
I think it's all about the money at the end of the day. Do you want a man with all the money? The nice car, the good looks. See, if you have a nice car, you don't have to be good looking, you know what I mean?
For you, what would a romantic turn-off be? Let's say a girl had a car. Would it be the style of car? If it was dirty, was it the style of driving? What would put you off? Or would it be, for me, it would be furry dice. I don't like furry dice.
Yeah, maybe a furry steering wheel and a furry dice, maybe, yeah.
And is it a deal-breaker? Would a girl perhaps not be interested in you if you didn't have a set of wheels?
I'd imagine nowadays probably it would be, yeah, like, you know, sure. I live from just outside, just in Kildare there.
So in Kildare, you would need a car, wouldn't you?
I live in the middle of nowhere, yeah. No.
And, you know, how are you supposed to go out with a girl if you didn't have a car?
Exactly, yeah.
How is she supposed to go out with you?
Yeah, there wouldn't be a whole lot of spending time with each other other than that, like, you know.
And can you understand some people just can't drive? I've got friends, they've never learned to drive, and I have to give them lifts everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I find if you grow up in a town, you get your license a lot later. You know, the likes of me there where I grew up in the middle of nowhere, like.
Do you think a girl would find you more attractive if you could drive?
I would say so, yeah.
And can you drive?
Yeah.
And how come you're in the passenger seat?
Because I'm on a provisional.
Oh, so you're on provisional, so you're still learning.
Yeah.
And do the ladies find you more attractive if you did have a modified car or any car?
Of course they would.
Of course they would.
Yeah.
Because you've got wheels.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever learn to drive?
I never learned to drive, no.
How come?
I just never did. I always walked near where I lived. I never needed a car. It was a bit of laziness as well.
A bit of laziness?
Yeah.
If you did have that car, would you have been more attractive to the ladies?
I imagine I would, yes. When I was younger, of course, yeah.
And is it a deal breaker for so many people out there, the fact that you never learned to drive? Did it stop you from meeting the love of your life? How do you get around?
Walking.
You walk everywhere?
Yes, I walk everywhere. Well, I do get to bus as well, but I do walk a lot.
And what about the lady in your life?
I don't have her.
And if you had the car, do you think you would have?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
So you're a passenger princess for the whole of your life?
Well,
Or a prince, I should say.
Well, I walked. I wasn't chauffeur driven around.
There you go. That's a few comments there. There was you probably noticed there was a bit there where there was a siren in the background. That was just the guards chasing the fellow with no insurance.
He'll never take me alive.
This was kind of like a survey someone did.
Yeah, so you're right. It's Auto Trader. And they say that 65% of Gen Zs or young people would judge their partner by their driving habits. And they include quite a few things. So an unpleasant smell in the car, like wet dog or wet horse.
I'd be impressed with how they got a horse in their car. What kind of a car is that?
Never been in a car that smelled of wet horse. So someone who basically loves horses, especially with the weather we've been having. An untidy interior, so litter, shouting at other drivers, beeping the horn, not showing courtesy on the road, playing loud music. I was doing that earlier. In between listening to News Talk, I was listening to AC/DC. I had on Iron Man 2 soundtrack, which is the closest you can get to an AC/DC greatest hits, out loud. It was brilliant. It was just, you know, shoot to thrill. Okay. Very antisocial.
Are you familiar with that? It's a Long Way to the Top, if you want to rock and roll.
Well, that's
AC/DC.
It's got
bagpipes in it.
I must
They just played it in Melbourne on the bagpipes, but then I was informed afterwards that there is actually a bagpipe solo or something.
That's amazing.
In the song. It is. I didn't know that.
I'm not
familiar enough with their oeuvre.
That is amazing. No, I did see AC/DC once in Sydney, and they had this huge blow-up stripper. Obviously, it was the year 2000. You wouldn't have that
tasteful
anymore.
Tasteful, yeah,
it
nice.
It wouldn't be considered tasteful.
No, Gen Z's going along in their very neat cars would to react to that kind of a display.
But revving the engine also, you know, and backseat driving, which we talked about. Anyway, we'll start with this young bus driver.
So you're a bus driver. According to this survey, 65% of Gen Z's would judge a potential partner on their driving habits compared to 53% of the overall population. You're a young man as well. For you, I mean, would you go out with a girl if her car was unpleasant in style and smell and it was untidy? Would you not go out with her if, you know, she was a tailgater or perhaps a bit of a road rager?
No, because I find that it reflects on the person themselves. If their car is dirty, if they keep a dirty living space, a driving space, that they tend to be quite dirty themselves.
So they might be a bit chaotic if their car is
chaotic.
Exactly,
yeah, exactly.
And, you know, being a bus driver, you must see it all, the bad driving out there. And you're driving around a massive machine worth €300,000 or €400,000, and you have to keep 50 people safe.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to just drive safely, drive slowly, and be watching out for everything coming left, right and centre at you all the time.
So you're a calm driver, you don't lose it, you don't lose your temper?
No, I think to be a bus driver, you definitely need to be a calm person, and I would definitely say I am one.
And how do you remain calm, and how do you keep it together when you see some shocking behaviour on the roads?
No, just you obviously have to think of the people that are behind you. They're looking to get from A to B, and you just need to drive as safely and as slowly as possible.
Do you rev your engine?
No.
And let's say you're going out with a girl who plays loud music, or you have a backstreet driver in the car. Does that annoy you?
I love loud music.
You too?
I'd be happy with that, yeah.
And what sort of music do you like listening to loud?
Oh, I'd be house music.
So house. And what sort of car do you drive?
I drive a Volkswagen Golf.
Is it modified?
No.
Just a normal one?
I'm a normal Joe, so.
With house on full?
Of course.
Yeah, probably most people. If you're by yourself and you're, you know, going down the highway, so to speak, you might
loud music.
Turn on the Bachman Turner Overdrive kind of thing. Why do new cars have indicators? Because nobody uses them these days, says one texter. It's so dangerous, and if people do use them, it keeps the traffic flowing. Not rocket science. Another text says, I don't drive because it's too expensive. Between the theory test, lessons, buying a car, tax, insurance and fuel, it's about 7 to 10 grand all in. Somebody else says, I once got asked what car I drove on a first date. Wow. And was judged harshly. I couldn't believe it when I found out after he couldn't drive, didn't even have a car. Not driving is definitely a nick by the time you get to your mid-20s.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I definitely think people are judged on the car they drive, and you shouldn't judge people on what they drive because, okay, they're in a massive brand new German Jeep, for example. That doesn't mean they're rich. It just means they have a huge car loan.
Or they've spent way too much money on a car when they should be, you know, putting it away for their pension.
Exactly. And I keep seeing it in this country. People have cars more expensive than their homes, which says a lot because prices of houses right now are quite pricey.
That's some car, really. if you think about it, that's also as well. If somebody has an untidy car, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're untidy in their life, because some people drive more than others. People who drive, like, who are in their car a lot.
I live in my car.
So it, inevitably, there's going to be stuff, you know, it's almost like a travelling wardrobe.
And, you know, I have a colleague and she uses her car as a wardrobe. And literally, there's just so many clothes in the back. And also, she wouldn't mind me saying it, Maura Duran, I bumped into her in Cork and I saw this lady at the side of the road with her boot open and there were just clothes everywhere. And I thought it was going to be a jumble sale, but it was Maura Duran because she uses her car as a wardrobe. And what if you work in TV, that's what you do.
Okay. And was she like, she had the boot open and she was changing into a different outfit on the street.
I wound down the window and I said, excuse me, madam, are you going? Can I take your space? And she turned around and went, what? And I went, oh, sorry, Maura, hi. And she went, oh, hi, Henry. But it was like that. And she wasn't going anywhere. but people do use their cars as wardrobes. I mean, that's quite normal. But which brings us on to tailgating. I met this man from Kildare and he talks about tailgating.
Tailgating would be the main one.
You don't like tailgating. And why do people do it? I mean, are they just frustrated? I know it's worse in countries like Spain.
Probably the traffic, the volume of traffic, people get impatient. The other thing I suppose we notice, and we're on the motorways a fair bit, the driving on motorways has got very aggressive. Lane hopping, going from the slow lane to the middle lane to the fast lane, back again, 1, 2, 3, back again. And it's generally young drivers, sometimes in small cars. I think they feel they're making time. And actually, when you watch, they're 5 yards ahead of you maybe when you get to your destination. And the N7, yeah, definitely, yeah.
And they're saving perhaps 2 minutes?
2 minutes, yeah.
For maybe. What? Why are they in a hurry?
I suppose the other thing I notice is people on their mobile phones, they can understand the hands-free. But you see people texting
now. You still see them.
Yeah, and it's not being a goody two-shoes, but you'll see people texting, and you know they're texting because you'll see their heads are down.
And you can see them there, especially in traffic, looking at their phone. They're looking down.
Yeah.
They're not looking at their shoes.
They're not looking at their
shoes. They're
not
looking at the pedals. No. I'm not a perfect driver either.
You're not a perfect driver either?
No.
And do you have a car that's messy?
Yes.
And does it have an unpleasant smell?
It does.
What does it smell of?
Construction work.
And what does construction work smell of?
Materials.
Kind of damp plaster.
Damp, plaster, things like that, yeah.
Kind of a sort of smell of sweat thrown in with
It's an old
water.
Car. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of stagnant water.
Stagnant water, yeah.
So you're not proud of your car. And when you have a passenger, do they give out about the state of your car?
They do.
What do they say?
I don't get in.
They don't want to get in? You're originally from Romania. What do you think of the habits of Irish people when it comes to driving?
A lot of them, they are into drinking, like alcohol and drugs. Obviously, tragic things will happen, like death, end up with hospitals when they cross the zebra.
So you think they should be better when it comes to pedestrians?
Absolutely, 100%.
There you go. One texter says they are just lazy, messy people. These are the people with untidy cars. Now, that builder fella was, you know, it's his job. My missus taught me to drive at 22. I'm 33 now, still on my first car, but I was able to buy my house. It's a lesson for the younger folk. Can we please stop, get people to stop sitting in the outside lane? It's extremely dangerous to overtake and go back into the centre lane or whatever. Please stop it. says one texter. That's an ongoing bugbear for people. Does that annoy you particularly?
Yeah.
Or are you on the road a lot, hey?
I hate people that kind of, you know, try and save 2 minutes on a journey and they undertake you to overtake you to undertake you to then leave the motorway that delays everybody just so they can get to perhaps a coffee shop 2 minutes earlier. That drives me around the bend. Okay, yeah. If they're picking up a child and they're running late, that's the only excuse for behaving like that. Otherwise, yeah. No.
Even if you're putting, you know, people's lives in danger, then that's not an excuse either.
I don't like that. I hate when people basically pull out just as you're coming towards them and then you nearly crash into them. They wait until you're really close and then they pull out when they could have waited until you passed or pulled out sooner. People who take two parking spaces, I see a lot of that at multi-story car parks. They do it on purpose to protect their car. And if I ever won the lotto, I would basically scrape my car against their car as a punishment. to show them, you know, why did you take up two spaces?
Yeah.
And there is a special place in hell for those people.
Yeah.
I feel very strongly about that. We talked about overtaking dangerously because you're putting everyone at risk. I hate that.
Yeah.
Because you're putting the whole road at risk. That drives me around the bend. And also road rage. And I know I have road rage incidents as well. I had one outside a charity shop with a lady. She accused me of stealing her parking space. I didn't steal it. It was fair game. Mm. And and she came and knocked on the window.
Yeah.
And there was a child in the back. My child, not some random child.
Yeah.
I saw her again. I bumped into her in Berlin. And
In
Berlin, I was introduced to her and I refused to talk to her, but I couldn't admit why. Happened 3 years ago.
Oh, wow.
I hold the road rage in. I hold it in. Anyway, here are some Americans and they've got serious road rage with guns.
I think we have a lot of road rage in Tennessee.
Road rage.
I mean, there's been so many shootings in Tennessee.
So drive-by shootings?
Yes. Well, people cut somebody off in traffic, even by mistake, and they chase them down and shoot them.
Wow. So we're talking serious road rage here.
We're talking serious road rage.
And this is in Tennessee?
Yes.
I thought that was a peaceful, beautiful place.
A lot of guns.
Joke's on you.
Yeah.
And whereabouts in Tennessee?
We're in Middle Tennessee, Nashville.
So that's a real tourism country music mecca.
Yeah.
And I've been there, and you're saying that, you know, think twice about going up to someone or threatening them because they could have a gun.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what I did to this man when I got over. And he chased me and honked his horn.
He chased you?
Yeah.
In his car.
And I just kind of got over to the right and got away from him and let him get away.
What did you do to annoy him?
I still, to this day, can't tell you. I think he thought I cut him off. I don't really feel like I did. And I signaled that I did. If I did, I didn't mean to.
That's scary.
It is very scary.
And do Americans have a gun in their glove compartment?
Oh, yes. That's a big thing in Tennessee particularly. 5,000 guns were stolen from cars last year.
Do you have a gun in your car?
No, we don't own a gun.
A lot of Americans carry guns because they're worried the other person might have a gun.
Yeah.
So they would feel if they don't carry the gun, they could be neutralized and they want to neutralize that threat first.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, I know I have some friends since I'm younger that have guns mainly in their home for protection that are like living alone. But I personally don't have any interest in ever owning a gun because of the high casualty rates from them.
So the risk for you guys when it comes to cars and when it comes to bad behavior in cars, it's guns.
Absolutely.
Well, that puts everything in perspective.
Yeah, truly. scary world in the US right now.
It certainly is. Henry, thanks a million as ever.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.